Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Black holes have intrigued and mystified astronomers for years. But what happens when they are active, and how do we know when a dormant one wakes up? Chris Impey, professor of astronomy at the University of Arizona, describes how his research is looking for the answers.
Black holes have gone from exotic to mundane. They're thought to be the supercompact end state of rare massive stars, so dense that nothing can escape, not even light. But over the past few decades, astronomers have learned that our galaxy, and every galaxy we've inspected carefully, has a supermassive black hole at its center. The Milky Way had us a modest one, just a few million times the sun's mass. But in some galaxies, nature can create dark beasts a billion times more massive than the sun. My research focuses on explaining the evolution of supermassive black holes and their surrounding galaxies. In the modern view of cosmology, galaxies grow by mergers and acquisitions. For example, the Milky Way was assembled from hundreds of smaller galaxies over 10 billion years. Even today, we see signs that our galaxy has recently eaten some small galaxies. It was big meals long ago, now it's just snacking. The black hole at the center of a galaxy also grows over cosmic time. It eats gas and swallows stars whole. And when it's eating and growing, it accelerates particles and shines brightly at all wavelengths. We call that a quasar. But between meals, the supermassive black hole can be quiet and dark. The black hole in our own galaxy is quiescent. If it were active, it would be bright enough to see in the daytime sky. I use a large telescope in Chile to take data on hundreds of galaxies and their central black holes. I weigh the black holes in the galaxies and see whether or not the black holes are active and growing. In the early universe, nobody knows which came first, the galaxy or the black hole, and nobody knows how fast the black holes grew early on. I'm trying to figure that out by using a telescope as a time machine to gather ancient light.
That was the University of Arizona's Chris Impey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.